Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
President Donald Trump addressed a group of African leaders during his trip to New York. He told them, "We hope to extend our economic partnerships with countries that are committed to self-reliance and to fostering opportunities for job creation in both Africa and the United States. Africa has tremendous business potential and represents a vast array of markets. Indeed, 10 of the world's fastest-growing economies are in Africa." President Trump noted that increasing American trade and investment across diverse industries, including agriculture, energy, transportation, health care, travel, and tourism, will further transform lives throughout the continent. The U.S. Millennium Challenge Corporation, administered by the State Department, is already considering an investment worth hundreds of millions of dollars in Côte d'Ivoire, which has made impressive economic reforms. "We also hope that African firms, like the company Sasol, will consider making investments in the United States," said President Trump. Sasol is building a $9 billion petrochemical plant in Louisiana, which will create many new jobs in the state. The U.S. will continue its partnership with African nations on critical health initiatives as well. With regard to addressing conflict in Africa, the United States is committed to partnering with countries and organizations like the African Union to end violence, counter terrorism, and respond to humanitarian crises. Terrorist groups such as ISIS, Al-Shabaab, Boko Haram, and Al-Qaeda continue to threaten too many African countries. The United States is proud to work with these nations to eradicate terrorist safe havens, to cut off their finances, and to discredit their depraved ideology, said President Trump. The U.S. is monitoring the ongoing violence in South Sudan and the DRC, where millions of lives are at risk. "Real results in halting this catastrophe," said President Trump, "will require an African-led peace process." Toward that end, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley will be traveling to the continent to discuss avenues of conflict resolution and prevention. "The United States," said President Trump, "believes that free, independent, democratic nations are the best vehicle for human happiness and success, including in Africa."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.